In Hindi, the word is Hridyangam and Kanthahar. Kanthahar, Hridyangam, that it should come and in our heart, and we should be able to recite it through our heart very quickly. So ornament of our neck and heart. Why ornament? Because we love our ornaments like anything. So we should love this thing like anything. And he was mentioning here that under the instruction of Guru, not single Guru, under the instruction of Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. And he was speaking the word Guru. Guru means two Guru. Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Under the instruction of Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. And having a lot of faith in the mantra given by Guru. Mantra and Mahamantra, both given by Guru. Then further he told, this was very important, in fact, real lecture he started saying that Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that when our Sukritis get together, when our treasure is enriched by too many Sukritis of our previous lives, then only we can get opportunity to see a Vaishnava or Vaishnavas. Without Sukritis we cannot have chance and opportunity to see Vaishnava. While serving Vaishnava, our fruitive activities diminishes. By serving Vaishnava, karam vasana kshin hoti hai. Our attachment to perform fruitive activity reduces. And unless desire for fruitive activity reduces, we cannot have pure Shraddha in our heart. And so far Shraddha is not there, we cannot gain any instruction, we cannot gain benefit from any instruction from any Vaishnava. We may keep on listening a lot, finally we will see and we will say, well, I am also a Vaishnava, I don't need to listen any instruction, Maharaj was saying, if Shraddha is not there. So Maharaj was saying that in order to generate Shraddha, our attachment for fruitive activities must go. And attachment for fruitive activities goes only when we serve a Vaishnava, and our chance and opportunity to serve a Vaishnava comes only when there is enormous Sukritis in our life. He cleared it two times today. Unless Shraddha is not there, he will run here and there, listen so many people. Sometimes understanding something and sometimes not understanding something. Understanding according to his own point of view, not exactly. And his all labor will go in vain. Yadi Guru Vaishnava ka sang mil jaye, tab atma rati se Guru ki puja karo. After having association of Guru and Vaishnava, then Maharaj used one word, Atmarati. We should worship our Guru with Atmarati. Then explaining Atmarati, he said, from the soul, we should do it. How? We should not consider Guru only a Muni or sage or Rishi. We think that he is a very highly advanced and elevated personality, so we should rever him, we should give our respect to him. That's not enough. We should, from the core of our heart, try to satisfy him by serving. What is service? we should understand the feelings and desire of our Guru. Before he demands anything, we should present that thing to him. This is service. If Guru says, bring me water, and you give him water, it's not service. You should know, Maharaj was very much straightforward in saying this thing, you should know that Guru wants water. Before that he asks for water, you should go there taking water. आवश्यकता से पहले ही वस्तु प्रदान करने को सेवा कहते हैं. वी शुड ऑफर द थिंग्स टू गुरु महाराज बिफोर ही डिमांड्स. देन ही कोटेड ए वेरी जोकिंगली दैट सम पीपल सेज, गुरु सेज आई वांट वाटर, महाराज यू वांट वाटर, हॉट वाटर और कोल्ड वाटर, Maharaj, you said water, do you want to drink it or you want to take bath? He doesn't know anything. Okay, Maharaj, I am going to bring you water. Suppose if it is salty water, not sweet water, then what should I do? And so questions. Now, this is not service. Preeti Purvak. मंत्र जप करो. देन ही सेड टू थिंग्स, वी शुड गिव वैष्णवा रेस्पेक्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर पोजिशन. टू कनिष्ठ वी शुड ऑफर आवर रेस्पेक्ट, नॉट रेस्पेक्ट, विद काइंडनेस वी शुड बी बेनिवोलेंट ऑन देम. टू इक्वल स्टेटस वी शुड गिव आवर friendly relationship, and those who are higher than us, we should serve them, we should render them menial services. This the next comes chant with love. Preeti Purvak jap karo. Then he said, how will we do it with love? Then he quoted the example of Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad. Guru said, chant Kam Gayatri. It has 24 and a half
syllables.
It has 24 and a half syllables. But he counted, it was not 24 and a half, it is 25. He found 25. In Hindi, there is no any half syllable. He read many Vyakaran. And all Vyakaran says there is, each and every word is single and complete one. It's not half. Then he said probably last one, Dhyat, T, maybe half. But no, it's also not half. So he was perturbed. He said that, he said, Krishnadas Kaviraj is a liberated soul. If anything written by him, it cannot be wrong. And if it is wrong, this means my understanding is wrong. If I don't understand the mantra, how will I get its fruit? It's useless to live. Guru said to chant it, and I don't know how it is 24 and a half. So what should I do? I should give up my life.
Did he explain how the toe was not a half? Did he explain how the toe was not a half?
Half.
How is it not a half?
So, it is 25. He counted each and every word. And Maharaj was explaining that Krishna is made of 24 and a half moons. So, the fifth moon is Ashtami's moon. Then he said that fifth Ashtami moon is half. Ashtami, Purnamashi to Amavasya. Then Ashtami moon is, Ashtami means on the eighth day, it is half. So, the fifth syllable should be ha. And fifth syllable comes ya. Kamdeva, he was counting it. Kamdevaya. It comes ya. But ya is a full syllable. And according to explanation by Krishnadas Kaviraj, ya should be ha. He read all of Vyakaran, but he could not find that ya is full, half. He was explaining the five moons different, two cheeks, eyes, smiling face, and the fifth is bindi, that is half. He was explaining the bindi on his forehead.
Was it dimples or cheeks?
Cheeks, not dimples, cheeks. Cheeks are the full moon. So he said, it's better I should give up my life. He went to Radhakund and wanted to jump. Then he said, if I will jump, I will come back again, because he was a good swimmer. Then he took Giriraj ji and bound it on his shoulder and wanted to jump. Meanwhile, he felt tiredness or something. He heard a voice, and he heard it that Krishnadas Kaviraj is a liberated soul. Whatever he says is not incorrect. If you want to know the truth, kindly consult this Vyakaran. I don't remember the name of Vyakaran. It is written in his latest books.
That's a voice from the sky, say that? A voice from the sky, say that?
Yeah, he says. He heard a voice, Akashvani. He had a dream where Radharani herself came and told her. But today he explained that he heard a voice. Vishwanath Chakradipa. Yes, voice said. Krishnadas Kaviraj is a liberated soul. She is Manjari. Her name is? Kasturi Manjari. Her name is Kasturi Manjari. And liberated soul can never do mistake. So you kindly consult this grammar. I will ask the name of grammar from Naveen Krishna. I also wanted to write that I missed. There you will find that any word just before V is half. It's ever always counted half. Any word before? Syllable. Any syllable before V is always counted as half. So, devai vidmai. So, V and just before V is?
Yeah.
So, it is? And Maharaj says, look, Vishwanath Chakradipat, he did so much labor only just to know how it is 24 and half. This is called endeavor for bhajan. But we do endeavor for our bhajan. How much we endeavor for our to endeavor for bhajan? He was comparing. And we think, we will convert whole world Vaishnava. We are thinking, we'll convert whole world Vaishnava. We are unable to convert our heart as a Vaishnava, and we are thinking to convert whole world Vaishnava. इसलिए कैसे इसी जीवन में मंत्रों का अनुभव करके हम वैष्णव बने. So if we want to chant very attentively, we should have an intense desire that in this life itself, we should chant in a way that we should realize within our heart, and realization of a mantra in our life, then we will claim ourselves to be Vaishnava. So we should respect Vaishnava for that. Only then we can realize the meaning of mantra in our heart. But nowadays we say, no, we cannot respect Vaishnava. Why? Otherwise our society will break. Maharaj was giving a good satire. What do you call it?
Straightforward.
Straightforward satire.
Sarcastic.
Sarcastic. Sarcastic. We cannot respect Vaishnava. Samiti toot jayegi. Our society will break.
Any other Vaishnava.
Yeah. So what we'll do? We cannot respect Vaishnava. And then Maharaj says, the ideal is that we should do bhajan first and do anything later on. But first we feel like to do all things and then we will do bhajan. Let me finish this thing, then I will chant. Let me eat this thing, then I will chant. I will chant very, very perfectly, calmly. I will chant without any problem. My stomach is disturbing me, let me feel it first. This problem is disturbing, let me finish. I have to do these telephones, let me finish these telephones first. Then I will chant. And finishing all our jobs, it comes evening, then night, and finish.
Can you say anything about union? You want union of Vaishnavas, but if you don't do bhajan, you can't have it?
No. Union of bhajan.
Gathering.
Yeah, he said
gathering.
Association. Gathering of Vaishnavas.
Gathering.
Not union. Union is entirely different. Gathering of Vaishnavas.
What was the word for gathering?
Association. In fact, the real meaning was association
gathering,
of Vaishnavas.
Then you said samiti. Is that gathering, samiti?
No, samiti is society. So what type of our bhajan must be? Hamara bhajan kaise ho? Baki koi bhi samasya nahi pai. Ved, shast, upanishad ko chhodkar, braj mein, seva, kunj mein, brahm chupkar, then he was explaining that how should we do bhajan. That we should stop thinking of anything important in our life. Nothing is important in our life. Even including dharam of Ved, Upanishad, Gita, Iho Vajya. Then he quoted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everything we should give up. Only we should think of that how in Seva Kunj, Brahm, Parbrahm Krishna, just silently hiding himself in Kunj Kutir at Shringarvan. What he is doing? He is massaging feet of Radharani. So, just as you consider Shachisut and Nandanandan same, Mahaprabhu and Krishna is one personality. Similarly, our Guru, and he is not different from servant of Radharani. We have to understand our Guru that way. We don't know any dharam, we don't know any adharam. We only know that our Guru is servant of Radharani and we have to please Radharani. That by pleasing the servant of our, of Radha Rani. We don't know anything, don't know any dharam and all. Then Maharaj told about Ekadashi today. Today is, he said, Shyan Uthan Ekadashi. Dev got up. Maharaj was saying, Dev sleeps and Dev got up. Lord sleeps and Lord get up. But this is according to the Ismart Brahman and all. I was asking Maharaj very strange that when he sleeps, then we are asked to perform spiritual activities. How can he understand or listen or do anything but said that it is the best time? Maharaj was saying, in fact, it is he has slept for material activities. So his total energy now concentrates for spiritual energy. So he sleeps for smart Brahman, not for Vaishnavas. He was telling this thing in noon today. So, today's Ekadashi is ringing of bell, he said. Alarm. It's alarm.
For us, he's not waking up today, right?
Eh?
For us, he's not waking up because he never slept. Only for the smartest.
Yeah, for smarts he slept. For us, Krishna sleeps in night, the Ashtakali Leela. For us, there is applicability of Ashtakali Leela. He gave this hint today in talk, noon talk. But for us, this Ekadashi is ringing of bell. Month is going to finish by Purnamashi. The only 5 days remained. This spiritual and most auspicious month started 4 months before, when Ekashi, when Purnamasi started. And on Ekashi, Dev Shayan took place. Dev slept. Lord slept 4 months before, on the day of Ekashi. And the auspicious and spiritual days started, Chaturmasi started. We were supposed to perform austerities and austere activities, but still we are sleeping, we did not wake up, and now it is an alarm for us. This Ekadashi is alarm for us. Look, only 5 days remained and we should be alert. With great nistha, we should perform our vrat at least for another 5 days, giving lamp to Lord, watering Tulsi, doing parikrama of Tulsi and temple. Always eat Mahaprasad and even in that avoid delicious prasad. Chant fixed number of rounds attentively and surely. Have dhuli of braj on your head and dust. We should do endeavor to chant and do our bhajan as Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami were doing. This is the real sannam bonam of our all endeavors. This should be the real sannam bonam. And then he said that when we are going for parikrama, we should be very careful. It's auspicious day that today we are going for parikrama. And he said, I am unfortunate, I won't be able to go. So this was today's class. Now, in our parikrama, I noted three places. I have given English of all of them. And one at Kesi Ghat, Naveen Krishna gave English. If you remember all, okay, otherwise I can repeat it. You were not there. At Kesi Ghat, when we reached there, he told, there was a hot discussion between Madhu Mangal and Krishna. Madhu Mangal said, oh Krishna, you are unnecessarily having proud that people love you. It's a useless thing. No one loves you. In fact, you are wearing some things, people like them very much. What is that? Peacock turban and this flute. These are two very nice things you have. So people like them, it appears to you as if they are liking you. He said, okay, you take them, then people will like you. Yeah, that's the thing. If you give these things to me, then people will like me. He just gave his peacock feather to Madhu Mangal and his bansi to Madhu Mangal. Meanwhile, Kans said, go to Braj, his demon, and you will find Krishna there, you kill him. What is? How can I recognize him? Look, he is wearing peacock feather and this one mala also. He gave his one mala also to Madhu Mangal and flute. And he is Shyam of black color. When this demon Kesi came, he came in the form of a very big horse and donkey, mixed nasal. He saw that a person with peacock feather and one mala and flute is there. But he is a fair complexion, golden complexion, not black. He said, probably Krishna is, I heard, a dramatist, so must be using some powder and has become white. So with some thoughtful state, he went there, and you know, when donkey or horse, they want to kill, they push their back legs. And in Hindi it is called dulatti marna. I don't know what it's called in English. dulatti marna. He just hit him back by his legs, and he was very heavy horse or donkey, mixed breed. So Madhu Mangal was little far away from him. His legs did not touch him, but legs were so forceful and so heavy that their air, it created such a heavy air pressure that Madhu Mangal was pushed back many yards behind. And he was scared. Oh Krishna, take your things back. I won't take them. Then Krishna took them back. And now Kesi demon just ran before Krishna. And Krishna caught him from his legs and then he pulled him and killed him. Then he says, oh Krishna, no, it's you only. It's the people like you, and I will never have your wish. It is not your wish, it is you only who is important.
What story did you tell at Bhajavan about Radha and Krishna?
Huh?
You don't have to give the details, but at Bhajavan you told a story about Radha and Krishna. Which story was that?
Bhajavan?
Yeah.
No, during this parikrama?
Yeah.
No, it was... Yeah.
Where the tree was with the golden fruits? The green fruits that turned golden?
Red fruits.
Maharaj was telling that this Badri, bear, is... Krishna likes them very much. Why? We saw those small bears of red colors. These are called inferior fruits. But there are some trees, they give very nice bear. It's tall, like bimb. We have seen bimb fall like this much long. And it's when it is unripe, its color is green. But when it gets ripe, it becomes golden. As mango becomes gold. Mango is green when it is not ripe. But when it gets ripe, it becomes yellow. Similarly, this becomes golden. So Krishna, golden is Radharani's color, so Krishna likes that fruit very much.
You told the story of Radha and Krishna there?
No, he did not tell.
There was Radha. One past time that he told
Let me see, Badri one. Yeah, he said about Kans, one pastime of Kans. Kans, when saw that so many demons he has sent are unable to kill him, so he thought that he himself will come here and kill Krishna. He is a boy. Why can't I kill him? I'll kill him personally. Let me go and see. And that is border of Mathura and Vrindavan, that place from where we took turn. So Kans came there, and Yogmaya took Kans, and she understood that he is Kans. Then she forced her to take dip in Yamuna, and he took a dip in Yamuna. Then he became an old lady. Very, very old lady. Then she called her, oh, old lady, what are you doing? Come here. So cow dung. She forcefully gave him one bucket of cow dung on her head and said that you make it cow dung cake. I was remembering that we were saying it dung cake or dung.
Patties.
And you are saying?
Patties.
Patties. What is the spelling?
P-A-T-T-I-E-S.
Patties. P-A-T-T-I-E-S. Patties. Dung patties. Dung patties. So then she forced him to make dung patties. Now when he saw that I have become an old lady, he forgot to kill Kans. He remembered that how will he be recognized when he will go back? And he will remain king no more. He was very much upset. Then he prayed to Yogmaya. Yogmaya said, you came here with bad intention, okay, you do uttak baithak, sit down, up, stand up, sit down, stand up, 100 times. This is called uttak baithak. In our schools, when we used to do some mistakes, teachers used to give such punishment, uttak baithak. Or sometimes we were asked to become cock, like this cock. Murga bano. Bano murga. So, uthak baithak he did. Then she said, okay, then he took dip again in Yamuna and he came in his real form. Then he ran back to Mathura. He never thought of coming to Vrindavan then to kill Krishna. That was the... Yeah, Kans went to Mathura. He did not come to Vrindavan to kill Kans, to kill Krishna. Okay, very soon. Finished. Or Premanande.
Sihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam, but Nandanandana Astakam, Namami Nandanandana, we're offering pranam. But then I think it was Savita Didi who said, well, what about Rajani?
In fact, once upon a time he said that when we talk about Radharani, we don't say Namami. Why? No Madhurya, no, there is no Aishwarya Bhav. But for Krishna, we say Namami just because he is a lover of our Swamini, Radharani. So we say Namami. Then there was a question raised by you. No. Who raised this question? This question was raised by Savita and Rasanand Prabhu. That why in Kripa Kataks there is time when it offers obeisances. So the question was it written by anyone of our Goswami? Then it is found that Kripa Kataks is not written by our Goswamis. So this tradition has been meant. So our Goswamis mostly, especially Rupa Goswami, when he is praying, he is giving bhajan for Radharani, Radhe Jai Jai Madhav Daiti. This is Goswamis. And for Nandan, Namami. For Nandanandan, the word Namami is used, but for Radharani, Jayate is used, not Namami.
But Gurudev said before, on more than one occasion, that Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj, many say that it was written by Mahadev, but actually the mood indicates that it was written by Rupa Goswami.
So mood indicates, of course, that's correct. Mood indicates. But Damodar Astakam also, the final mood of Satvrat Rishi is for Radharani, but whole of the Damodar Astakam is not for Radharani. But his mood can be taken out from the whole Damodar Astakam. Similarly, mood of prayer, that Rishi, what you call for Kripa Kataks? Mahadev.
Shiv.
It's not clear who has written it. So no name has been mentioned in it. So this Kripa Kataks is in the mood of Rupa Goswamis and our Goswamis with the intention that we should become servant of Radharani. So we are asking for her Kripa. This is the mood. What is the mood? That we want to become servant of Radharani and we are asking for Kripa from Radharani. This is the mood. But such a subtle thing that we should not do Namami to her and we should do Namami to Nandanandan only, this is not observed by the person who did it. In fact, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, so when he will write anything, he will write in the bhava of Rupa Manjari. So he will talk exactly like that. This was today's discussion. Maharaj was not in mood to discuss it, but Navin Krishna Prabhu forced him to give answers like that. One thing Savita, that once Maharaj was explaining the meaning of parikrama. The meaning of parikrama is look for Krishna and his leelas. So when we go for parikrama, we do not go to take round of someone. We are looking, where is Krishna, where are leelas being taken place. So Rasanand Prabhu also told, but he told in the same thing in different language and different taste. But parikrama means an urgent desire for us to find Krishna. So with that desire, when we go out, when we move, then it becomes parikrama. Mm-hmm. Eh? Mm-hmm. ढूंढने के लिए जब हम बाहर निकलते हैं तो भ्रमण करके वापस जब आएंगे तो परिक्रमा करेंगे। ठीक है, महाराज ने बताया वो शी सेड दैट महाराज टोल्ड दिस थिंग समथिंग
भागवत में विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती।
ओके गुड।